Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you very much for listening on this Tuesday morning. Still to come on the program, we have Will Boyd. He is the Democrat nominee for United States Senate. Yes, there is a Democrat nominee, in case you weren't aware. So that's coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. And from 1819 News, we got Ray Melick. Real quick, let me tell you about the FM Talk 106.5 app. It's available for iPhone at the App Store or Android, Google Play. Go search FM Talk 106.5 and download that app today. It gives you everything you need. You can listen to the stream. You can respond. You can listen to podcasts. That's your best opportunity right there, the FM Talk 106.5 app. Joining us on the line now, Congressman Jerry Carler, represents the 1st Congressional District here. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. I just want you to know I have that app downloaded on my iPad, and I have it here in my office in D.C., and I have been listening to you talk about the barbecue article. So I use that app quite often.
Well, I was telling you that during the break, so a story to Montgomery Advertiser trying to, like, piece together a culture story about Southern barbecue. It just totally misses the boat. But the bigger picture is, and how we got, because this is not typically my, like, you know, this is like such lazy talk radio. Name your favorite barbecue restaurant. But if they can't get that right, barbecue is not that hard to write about. If they can't get that right, what else are they screwing up in their coverage of Alabama? Just how bad of a, how irrelevant of a newspaper do you have to be to screw up barbecue restaurant coverage or barbecue style or whatever you want to call it? You really have to go out of your way to do so. And the Montgomery Advertiser has achieved that. Congratulations. But that being said, do you have a preference of barbecue?
I do. I love meatballs over on Cottage Hill Road. And if you've never eaten there on Saturday morning and had their breakfast brunch, you've really lost out in life. I'm telling you, it's one of the greatest places for breakfast that there are in Mobile. Just, but their barbecue is just off the chart. And it's a red sauce. It's not a white creamy sauce or whatever your article said. It's what I consider typical barbecue.
So we don't put white sauce on everything, Congressman, is what you're telling me?
No, I don't put white sauce on everything.
I hate these people. Anyway, enough of that.
Makes it sound like sawmill gravy, the old timers used to say. But no, we don't put white sauce. I don't even know where you can get white sauce barbecue in Mobile other than the grocery store.
Well, you get it
jar. I know it's popular up in the Decatur area that we talked about. And it's good, but it's not statewide.
It's not the staple they make it out to be. It's not like you go to Dreamland and you go to the original Dreamland and slather your ribs in white salt. I mean, it's just the way they make it out to be. It's just absolutely absurd. Anyway, enough of that. How excited are you for the January 6th primetime hearings? Do you have a little party maybe planned? You got some snacks, maybe some adult beverages or something like that. Tell us about your festivities for Thursday night.
I'm going to carry my life on. I am not going to pay any attention to the January hearings on TV or wherever they're at. That scenario has just got to play out. I renamed D.C. this last night. I was talking to a staff member, and I call this place now Drama Capital. And everything's so dramatized. This January 6th stuff, it's just, I mean, the questions I want to ask, want answered, they haven't even asked, and they won't ask. I want to know what Nancy Pelosi knew, when she knew it, how she knew it, and why she didn't prepare for it. We need these bad characters that did destroy and tear our Capitol up. We do need to deal with them. But the amount of money we're spending and time on this committee is obnoxious. It is obnoxious. And I'm sorry, but I find no entertainment in it. That's what they're trying to turn it into. It's one of the few things that the Democrats think is going to give them victory in November. So they're putting all their efforts they possibly can into it. And I think it's just going to blow up on them, because what's there, from what I understand, there's nothing truly there. So they'll make it out to be a whole lot more, just like the Russia story and everything else that they do. They'll blow it up and try to make us all fearful of our shadows over it. But in reality, I don't see it, and I'm certainly not going to spend my time watching it. I've got a whole lot more issues up here to deal with. We got fuel prices going crazy. I saw this morning $9.47 per gallon in California. I mean, fuel prices are just going through the roof. They're the economy. You know, everyone's fearful. They know what's coming. You know, it's just a domino effect up here, and we're spending our time on the January 6th stuff. Come on, really? Let's fix some real problems and let the court system deal with January 6th, and let's stay out of it. Well, Congress be Congress. Let's don't try to be a court system.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. Maybe they pulled this or focus grouped it. I just don't believe that people care this much about this, considering everything that's going on in the country, everything that's going on in the world. I mean, Biden, they're talking like an 80-seat wipeout or something like that. It seems to me like this is being forced. Like they're putting. It's almost like a lot of things Democrats have done, like global warming or whatever, but they put a blind trust and blind faith that this is going to really score them some points. And I don't think it's going to get what they think it's going to achieve.
Well, you know, and what they're trying to achieve is victory in November. They see a massive loss, possible massive loss coming in November, and which will carry over into 2024. And that's what they're most fearful of. It's all about elections and re-elections. In reality, again, Jeff, I mean, we got some real problems in this country. I mean, the Second Right, the Second Amendment issue, along with, you know, protecting our children, I think it's a huge issue we need to be focusing on instead of all these other rabbits that they seem to want to chase. The December 6th, I mean, they've even hired a guy to come in and, for a production standpoint and get this stuff straight. It's insulting that they spend taxpayers' money on stuff like this. But Republicans, Jerry Carl, we're not in control. The Democrat Party's in control. They can do pretty much anything they want to do. I mean, yesterday, for example, D-Day. I mean, the president had absolutely nothing to say about, you know, D-Day. Nothing. But yet he will talk about January 6th hearing. I don't get it. I don't get it. We're losing all focus on what this country was actually founded on and the direction this country should move and the history we should bring with us to remember. So anyway, they find more ways to divide us than to bring us together.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I wonder, this is the jump the shark moment. This is not going to go as well as they think it is. They have oversold and they're under delivering. And we'll see, I guess, when it's all said and done. I feel like they're setting themselves up for a trap here and a lot of disappointment, but enough of that. Let's talk about
so much of the media, what I see happen on the floor and what gets reported on TV is two different things. And I'm going to call out both sides, the conservatives and the liberals on that. They don't tell the truth. And I find myself defending a lot of times stuff that's said by Democrats on the floor. I'm going, that is not what they said. And the liberal side of the media does the same thing. So we don't have Walter Cronkite anymore. Just reports the news. Now it's everybody's opinion, and that's scary. And again, it separates us.
Congressman, Second Amendment. We go through this seemingly every single time that we have one of these violent shootings, and there is a rushed or call to action, and you see the usual suspects, particularly Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut, out on TV a lot, and they talk about common sense gun reform, but then, like, you know, a few weeks later, nothing really ever happens. I found this to be the case during the Senate primary, but it just underscores the importance of having a really good understanding of the Second Amendment and why it is there and what it means before you can really proceed doing anything on this issue.
Well, they're trying to redefine the Second Amendment. They're trying to say it was written back when there was no, you know, with muskets and there weren't, you know, automatic weapons. So therefore automatic weapons shouldn't apply to, or semi-automatic weapons shouldn't apply to the Second Amendment. I totally disagree with that. the Second Amendment was written to not only be for us to be able to protect our families and our homes, but it's also written to so we could protect ourselves from a rogue government. Now, that may not be a popular thing to talk about right now, and I'm not saying we've got a rogue government, but it really was written for that purpose, is so we could protect ourselves as a society from a rogue government. Now, what happened in Texas and the school shootings is horrible. Jeff, I can't watch it. My heart just bleeds every time I hear a story, and I have to cut the TV off. I can't deal with it. But I think, and if everybody will actually slow down just a second and listen, what we need to do is we all need to sit down at the table. We need to figure out what's best across the board for everyone. You know, you look at Hollywood, you look at our video games. I mean, you're taking kids that no longer go out and play outside and play in the woods and be kids. They're locked in basements, not locked in basements, but they're in their basements. They're in their dark rooms. You know, they're playing these violent video games and stuff. So when they want to play these out in real life to walk in and shoot 30 people, they've already done it 1,000 times on a video game. So we're really programming a lot of people with this. So Hollywood needs to take a little responsibility for that. We all need to look and see what we can do to change the society we're in now. Because look at the abortion issue. We don't care about life anymore. You know, whether it's on conception or whether it's up to the last day in New York, you can abort a baby. So we have no true fear of God and no true fear of life. And we expect these people with mental problems, they truly have mental problems, that are going in and shooting places up. We need to be spending our resources and our time trying to figure out how to protect our children. And stripping someone's gun or going and taking someone's gun is not the answer. We need to harden up which would be considered the target, which are the schools. I don't talk about much what they did in the Mobile County school system, but I was involved in a committee, I think it was the Sandy Hook shooting, and they did a lot of things to improve the harden up the schools in Mobile County. We need to be doing that nationwide. And it's not, don't wait for Big Brother, the federal government, to come in and do it. The school systems, the cities, the counties, the state, everyone needs to play a role in it. They need to get involved. They need to spend some money, redirect some money, and help these schools. Get them hardened up. So it's not as easy as stripping someone, taking someone's gun, and you're going to fix it. That's total BS. And I challenge anyone to come into South Alabama and take anybody's gun. It's not going to happen. We're wasting our time even talking about that.
Right, and I tell you, it just shows a lack of understanding of the Second Amendment. But so much of it is culture, and you know, you mentioned Hollywood. Hollywood's pretty much sanitized a lot of things. You don't see a lot of like we used to, the violence. You don't even westerns or war flicks or anything like
Matthew
that.
Matthew McConaughey shooting 6 people in one room in the movie The Gentleman that I just watched.
I'm talking about television. Now you go okay. To a movie theater, you watch a movie, there's a different rating system and everything. But they have tried to take a lot of that away. But I tell you what,
I'll give you that.
But we still have these problems. Then we get these video games, and I get all that. But the bigger point I'm trying to ask you here is, it seems to me that there is a cultural problem. We can all acknowledge that. Is government really the place to fix culture? I always said, that's always kind of a tricky area, right?
I don't trust government with my money. I certainly am not going to trust them with raising my children and trying to teach my children moral values. When a kid can't dress up as an Indian in a school play because it's offensive, but yet a grown man wants to be identified as a woman and can go into a women's restroom and use a men's restroom, that's okay. You want those people to raise your children and tell you what's right or wrong? Talking about culture now, just as a culture. Look at California. California just legalized a BB called a fish. Figure that one out. So So as a society, we are upside down. And whoever wants to be whatever they want to be, that's fine. But don't expect that type mentality to fix the problems that we've got when we're talking about gun issues. It is not going to fix it. Guns are interwoven in this country as far back as we existed, and they will be into the future too. So it's just a quick fix that everybody can run to. And I'm going to tell you, I got my carry concealed carry permit license in D.C. About a year ago. I was one, and there were about 27 Democrats ahead of me that got theirs also. So don't tell me that if Democrats vote to take all these weapons away, that they're not carrying to protect themselves. So what's right for me, I feel like it's right for everybody else.
Well, they won't just come out and say what they want. They want gun ownership to be a privilege in this country, not a right. But you never hear, hey, you know what? Well, maybe we should repeal that Second Amendment. That never comes up.
Well, now they brought that up here lately. They're talking about the Second Amendment needs to be redrawn up. I've heard that more than once. That's going to really inflame everything. So, I don't have an answer. I'll tell you what's going to happen. It'll be a big stir up. They'll try to use it and get as much mileage as they can between now and November. And then it's going to just go away until the next shooting, till we do it again. I'm telling you, we need to have our focus right now on hardening up these schools. Nothing you can do about shopping malls. Nothing you can do about public areas. As taxpayers, that's a responsibility, if there's any responsibility, to actually own the property, who owns the property. You can't stop all of it, but our children we have to protect. They are children. So let's find a way of fixing it. If it takes putting a law enforcement agent in that school every day, that's fine. If it takes, a lockdown with magnetic locks, that's fine. But let's find a way to do it. It's going to take more just in federal government. We need a state, we need a county, we need a city, we need everybody involved, and everybody focused on one thing, that's protecting our children.
Carson, we got to leave it there.
Then we start focusing on the mental health issue, which you and I don't have time to get into. But that's a huge factor here.
Yeah, we'll hit that soon, I promise. But at least the state looks like it's trying to do something with that. But anyway, Carson, we got to get to a break here. You've been very kind to make time for us, and let's talk again soon.
Thanks, Jeff. Take care. And the barbecue debate, keep it going, brother. I'm with you.
No white sauce in Mobile. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Make it to work. They're always late. Living by the drop in their